In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about tefillah, as our Gemara says, "Eiz avoydu shebelev, havoyim zet tefillah." But all the mafarshim point out that we know that when we speak about tefillah, the halacha is that tefillah is supposed to be bepeh, that you're supposed to enunciate and articulate the words of tefillah. Yet our Gemara says, "Eiz avoydu shebelev, zu tefillah." So mafarshim say from here we see that what a critical element of tefillah is the kavanas halev. And without kavana, you don't have tefillah. Like I saw from Rav Eliyahu Lapyan in his sefer Lev Eliyahu, he says there are different mitzvahs, and different mitzvahs are fulfilled with different organs of the body. He says the organ of the body that is the critical organ for being mekayim mitzvahs, tefillah, is the lev, is the heart. To the point that I saw that the Yalkut HaGeshuni asks, we know that the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, HaMispalel Tzorach Shiachta B'Svasov, and that's that you have to articulate the words, and that's the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Beis. So what is it? Is it lev or is it peh? So he says that the halacha is that even that the tefillah is the type of tefillah. The definition of davening is saying words, but the way those words are said, they have to be said with lev. And if there is no lev, there is no tefillah. Furthermore, I saw from the Shulah. The Shulah says that we find two different words that are used in describing tefillah. One is ayin. You know, the pasuk, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, "Enei kol alecha yisaberu." So we see that tefillah is called ayin. And we see that tefillah, as our Gemara says, is lev. So what is pshat? So he says that when somebody comes to daven, the Gemara says, "Hamispalu tzorch shiiten enov lamato v'liboy lamala." What does that mean? A person, when he davens, has to be enov lamato. He has to think, who am I? What am I? And on the other hand, liba lamala. He has to recognize the greatness of Hashem, who we are approaching as we daven. But to continue this discussion about tefillah and the necessity of kavana of tefillah, I saw from the Sefer Yad HaMelech on the Rambam, he says that if we're learning in our Gemara that the critical element of tefillah is kavana. So he says, if somebody davens and he says the brachas of the tefillah and he doesn't have kavana as he says those brachas, it could be that those brachas are considered a brachal of atol. And he goes on to say, he says there's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim says, "V'yamoy Pinchos v'yifalel." The question is, the pasuk is saying that Pinchas davened. So he asked, the pasuk shouldn't have said v'yamet Pinchas v'yifalel. The pasuk should have said v'yamet Pinchos v'yispalel. What is the lashon of plilim of v'yifalel? So the Gemara's darshins v'yifalel also plilois im koinon. He begged. What is the pasuk teaching us? That when a person davens, he has to recognize that he's begging for his life. He's begging for his life by yifalel, also plilois. And if you don't daven in such a fashion, that it's also plilois, that you're begging for your very life and for your very existence, that isn't considered tefillah. And as he says, there may be even a question, a brachah levatola, if you don't daven in that proper, if you don't daven in that proper fashion. And in fact, there's a beautiful word from the Chofetz Chaim. He says, this is the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras Haloshin, Chelek Aleph Shara Torah, Perek Yud. He says like this, that if a person has a son who Baruch Hashem is acting appropriate, so he tells him, continue acting in this way, grow in this way. If the son is unfortunately not acting as he should be, he asks him to please at least hold on to something, not completely move away from the Derech Hashem. So he says, that's pshat in what we daven. He says, as a Jew davens, he says, Ula avdoi b'chol avavchem, and our Gemara just said, Eiz avodah shebelev, zu tefila. He says, so he continues saying, Hisham lochem pen yiftel avavchem, that the Yetzirah may come and say, I don't need to daven, I don't need to learn. I already have a Ahavas Hashem. I daven every day. So that's why the Pasuk says, somebody who takes that approach, if you're not going to learn, the end is going to be Vavadatem Elohim Acherim. Even though you're davening, he says, the Pasuk says, Vesamtem es Devarei Eila Alevavchem. A person should never go away from Torah. The davening has to be connected with Torah. And he goes, and I saw the Rav Yonasan Eibschitz and the Yaris Devash explains that we go back to the beginning of the Torah where we find Cain and Hevel bringing different kabbonis. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the carbon of Hevel and did not accept the carbon of Cain. Why? Because Hevel brought an animal. An animal, one could understand, somebody's bringing an animal instead of himself. Because the animal is also a being, it's a living thing. When somebody davens, he has to realize that he's davening for his life, and he has to give all of his energy into his tefillah. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the tefillah of Hevel and didn't accept the tefillah of the carbon of Cain. Cain didn't bring a carbon with that recognition. If you don't bring a carbon with that recognition that you're davening for your life and you're supposed to put in all of your life into davening, that is not the davening that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to daven. And therefore, we find in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim, Simen Tzadik Ches, an entire Simen in the Shulchan Aruch devoted to this issue about Kavana by Tefillah, which as we're learning in our Sugya, that is the critical element in Tefillah. The critical element in Tefillah is Kavana. So we look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadik Ches, and it's important to learn through this simen. The Shulchan Aruch title is Tzarech Sheiloi Kavona B'Tfilosai. And begins the Shulchan Aruch, HaMespalel Tzarech Sheichavim B'Liboi Pirish Hamilois Shemaitzi B'Sfosov. A person who davens has to have a mind, has to understand the words, he has to understand the words that he is saying, that he's saying from his mouth. And as we're saying, because here we see that the main part of tefillah is the kavana. And the Rambam, in fact, in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezvav, says, "Kol tefillah she'ena b'kavana." Any tefillah that isn't said with kavana ain't a tefillah. And the Rambam in the Sefer Mor in the Vuchim is much sharper. He says, if while you're davening, you're thinking about your business affairs, don't think for one moment that that is considered your daven, that you daven. You are to be considered lamish nemaboy, like the people that the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, karav ata befihem uvrochek mekliyosem. Their mouth are saying the words, but their kidneys, their body, the kavana isn't there. And the Chayvus Halvavus indeed says that if somebody davens and he's not thinking about the davening, the pasuk in Yeshaya says regarding such an individual, "Bisvasov kabduni v'liboy rochot mimeni," and such a tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept. And he says, we know that all of us, as we end the Shemoneh Esrei, say Yil Ratzit Imri Fi VeHegyon Libi LeFanecha. So how could a person who, as he was davening Shemoneh Esrei, was thinking about other things, then ask Hashem Yil Ratzit Imri Fi VeHegyon Libi LeFanecha? What I thought, he was thinking about other things. Saying that is a terrible thing. And of course, we know that it's very difficult to concentrate when we daven. As the Gemara indeed says already in Masechta Erevin, Daf Samachei Omer Aleph, Omer Rav Sheshes, Yochel Ani Lifter as Kol Oilem Medin Tefillah. I could really exempt everybody from davening, Diksiv Shikoris V'loy Miyayin. However, the Poskim say that taking that attitude, the one can't daven, the one can't daven with the proper kavana, is improper. Everybody has the obligation to do what he can, and as we're going to be learning now from the Shulchan Aruch, everything that you can to daven with the proper kavanas. The Mefarshim say that we know that our Gemara says that the Baal Tefillah is called Ha'ovah Lefnei Tefillah. Ha'ovah Lefnei Ateva. What's the word Teva represent? Teva means Tefillah Yishara. You know what is a proper Tefillah? The Kavanas Halev. When you have proper Kavana. And the Sfarim say that if a person tries as hard as possible, the Sefer Yisoy V'Sherish Avodah says this, if somebody tries as hard as possible to daven with kavana, and he says that means that he should look into Sfarim that speak about Pirush Hamilos and learn Hilchas Tefillah as we're learning now, then the person will have Yirush Shemayim, will have Siyata D'Shemaya, that is Tefillah, will be accepted. In fact, I saw that the Pele Yoyit says that if a person one time had kavana by one bracha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the person is indeed attempting to daven with kavana, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes all the other tefillahs that we daven and accepts them together with this one tefillah that we daven properly. Furthermore, another eitzah that the Paiskim give how one should daven properly and have his tefillah accepted is if a person doesn't only daven for himself, but he davens, and if we look into Shemoneh Esrei, we find that many of the brachas, in fact, the Shemoneh Esrei speak about Yerushalayim and Kibbutz Goliath. So we're not only davening for Hashem, but we're davening for ourselves, but we're davening for the Kvod Hashchina, as we see also in the Tefillos and the Yom Ha'Roim, where we daven for the Kvod Hashchina. If a person davens not only for himself, but he davens for the Kvod Hashchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how the person doesn't only think about himself, but he's thinking about the Kvod Hashem. That is another way how his tefillos will be accepted. The Sefer Yaros Devash says, "Bodek menusa, im yispal adam shachris v'kriyas shma b'kavona." It's guaranteed that if a person will daven shachris and say kriyas shma b'kavona, boy b'yoyim yiske l'dvar mitzvah, that person will be fortunate that on that very day he'll be able to do mitzvahs. And furthermore, he says, "V'yatzliach basaka," he will be successful. Veintar Chloimi says, "Shetzlich boy b'yoyim b'tayra," that he'll certainly be successful in learning Torah that day, or mitzvah gereres mitzvah. So the first thing we're learning here is that as you daven, you have to have in mind the Pirush Hamilas. So the Shloss says that one of the ways that one could be successful in understanding the Pirush Hamilas is by looking into the Siddur when you daven. When a person looks into the Siddur when he davens, that helps him concentrate on the words and understand what they mean. The Sefer Likutei Me'arich says that not only looking into the Siddur is helpful in understanding the words of the tefillah, that before every bracha that you say, you should have in mind what you're going to say. And by having in mind what you're going to say, that is how you will be able to have the proper Pirush Hamilas, which will bring the proper kavanah to tefillah.